Bugün.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to contact Mr. Lordy.
Yes, and you have. You
Thank
tried
you.
and you succeeded.
Thank you. I prayed to the metal gods to make sure I got able to get a hold of you.
Oh,
I
yeah. Here
want to say thank you so
I
much.
am.
I want to say thank you, Mr. Lordy. It's a huge honor to honor one of the mighty masters of rock and roll.
Cool, thank you.
No,
Hey.
no problem. So, Mr. Lordy, you got some big news coming out. You got live DVD coming out this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, in a month, I guess. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, less than a month.
So tell us
Yes,
about it. How was
it's
like how was it?
well, that's a quite broad question. How was it? It's good. I mean, it was good. I mean, it's well. What should I say? Greetings from Eamon on guitar. We're actually in the studio right now, recording the next studio album. So he just walked by. So anyway, I completely lost track what I was about to say. What the hell was I about to say? About the DVD. Yeah. So it is the first, as you may know or may not know, it is the first actual band approved live recording or live DVD from us. There is a few before that, but those were more like the other one. The other live DVD that we have is something that was actually broadcasted live on TV here in Finland, and the label and the TV station, they made some sort of a deal, and band had nothing to do with it, which is kind of sucky because I mean that show we sucked ass and deep and hard. You know, that was not good, the show. And then they put it out, and blah, 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 and then a few months after that, there was another DVD that came out, a live DVD. I think this was back in 2006 or something, and there was another label in Sweden who wanted to film our show from the tour, and they somehow legally they had the rights to shoot it, and they had the rights to put it out, and you know, of course, you should never. I mean, there's not a single band in the world that wants to, you know, film their DVD or whatever live recording on the opening night of the tour, because that's when you're still rusty and you're still kind of like thinking that how does it go? You don't have routine for the songs or the show. So yeah, so we have two previous DVD live DVDs, but those are not band approved at all, you know. So but this time this is completely something that we had the whole process in our hands the whole time. It is that the sound is mixed by our drummer Mana. And I was supervising the edit, like really, really strictly, but fairly. And yeah, so the whole this whole package is 110% band approved package. So yeah, this is Lordy live. That's the quote that I'm always saying, that this is Lordy live as the band wants you to see it, you know.
That's excellent, and I believe me, a lot of Lordy fans want to see a live DVD that with your shows, because when you go to a Lordy show, it's a show.
Yeah, it is. At least we try our hardest to put on a show, and that's the thing. And I know that many of the diehard fans over the years, well, you get to almost over a decade, they've been wanting us to do that. But there's always been a problem that because we need to know if we're going to do a live DVD, we need to know that way, way beforehand, because there's a lot of preparations that go, there's a lot of work that goes into that before the actual filming. And after the filming, there's another bunch of, you know, months and months of work with that. So before this idea actually came from, I think, from the management or from the label, that, hey, how about shooting a DVD? And says, all right, so okay, if you guys want us to do it, fuck yeah, we are willing and to do it. So but now we had enough time. I think we had like 7 or 8 months time before the actual show so we could actually prepare for it and,
And since you guys just won the biggest names in the genre, I mean, everyone knows Lordi by now. If not, they're going to know pretty soon with the new album and the live DVD coming out. What would you say is like the biggest inspiration for you guys to keep on making such a creative and unique sound and such a stage performance?
Well, if you ask the biggest influence for us or for me personally, it's Kiss, but the reason that why we and I we keep on doing it is because it's the best fucking thing in the world. I have no choice. I have the fire burning inside me. You know what I mean? It's something that if I would be just a clerk at a supermarket or whatever, I would still be doing this on my free time, on my spare. So I'm just a lucky fucking bastard that I actually, can do this, for a living. And I can do this, how should I put it? Without any restrictions. Okay, well, there are some restrictions from the label and some some things, but basically, we are our own bosses. Nobody, and I and that is something, and we get to do whatever we want to do. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. And that's the only right way to do this, because it's like if an artist, if I use this, it's a swear word, actually, an artist. But if as an artist, somehow, if you need to put yourself in a frame or a tight cage, or you are somehow, your hands are tied, or you are expected to do this or that or blah 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 blah, and you don't feel like it anymore, or you don't want to change, or you want to keep doing the same thing or whatever, the choice should be the artist's, so I'm just fucking lucky, and the band is lucky that we are actually still able to do it. So I guess that is the main fuel to the motor, that it's just something that I would do anyway, and that this is something that I've been doing, all my life, basically. It's just melodic rock, and it's monsters and makeup and costumes and shit, horror. That's all I live for. I kiss.
You know what? That's I believe I love the fans love that you have such a passion for the music. I think that's why a lot of people continue to find Lordi is one of the most extraordinary bands in Europe and in the world. Actually, I know about the teenage me first time I seen you on TV. I was like, oh, I want to be exactly like these guys.
Cool. Yay. Mission accomplished. Yeah, that's cool. But that it's like a, what's the word? Like a canon. It just goes on for, it's a long, long, long river of bands that they influence each other, and then the decades go by, and it's just like the, and there's always new people, new generations who find, the bands, and because like I said, I mean, for me it's Kiss, and then there's, of course, there's Twisted Sister, there's Udo, there's King Diamond, there's Alice Cooper, there's all these bands that influenced me, and I always wanted to be Gene Simmons. That's my fucking goal, so now it's funny, and it's really heartwarming, and it makes you humble when you meet people who are actually, they said, they're playing a band or whatever, and they said, well, when I was a kid, I saw you guys, or I got your first album. That was my first album, and now I play in a fucking band. And I meet these guys, not all the time, but sometimes I meet these kind of guys at festivals or something that we play, and they say, hey, you're my first fucking idol. So what the fuck? Because I don't feel old until that moment, Then it's like, oh, well, there's a guy that, because the funny thing is that I'm 45 now, and I feel like 16 the whole time. So I just like I, but then when I if I compare it to when I was a kid, and and I look at, remember the times when Udo Dirk Schneider or Gene Simmons or Alice Cooper was 45, and I think what they were doing at that time. Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah, they felt old. Oh, these guys are old as fuck, yeah, but anyway.
That makes total sense. Believe me, that makes total sense to me. I'm sure many of our listeners and fans would definitely understand that as well. That and you're right, is the like the generational thing. The generation is constantly you find new. Like every generation has like a certain voice and influences for them. And for you, it seems like
Absolutely.
will you say there's like you gain more newer fans like every day? Will you say because it seems like you are getting more attention now. Like it would, as years go by, people just constantly back cataloging your
Yeah.
music, it seems.
I think so. Yeah, and it of course it's very, very rewarding, and it's very, very gratifying to know that and to realize that. Is that it's that there are new fans like popping like fucking mushrooms in the rain. That's they're coming, and it's and they're young, which is cool. That's all right. Their parents did something right because they, because it gives hope for the future, and to say selfishly, it gives hope for the future. For the band and for what I'm doing, because it's okay. There are new people who still wanna, hear us, and they wanna listen to us, and they wanna come and see our shows, and then think that we're cool. So fucking hey, So it gives so much hope for the future, because in these days, or let's say in this, let's say, but when like. 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when the whole music industry changed because of the digitalization, everything went digital and everything changed quite fast from the physical to digital. And then there are a lot of bands that are not as lucky as we are. There are a lot of bands who actually, they stumbled and they crumbled under the digital tank or whatever you want to call it, because it has a way of unless you are stubborn enough to continue and do it your way or whatever, or you have enough fans or you have enough support to continue what you're doing. There are many bands who didn't. I mean, they just couldn't continue in the changing music industry because it's just impossible. Because when there's no income, anymore from the physical sales or something, then you cannot do it for a living, and then you wind up, just like questioning yourself that okay, maybe this is it, guys, And so in that sense too, I have to feel lucky, and I do, Yeah.
Just some different like the disarray has been good for you guys definitely. And you're right. The bands are not lucky enough to be able to like move with the new disarrays because like since so many things formats are in digital formats now like streaming and all
Right.
that, it's really hard for bands to stay relevant. But you guys are so been keeping it so relevant, being seen as such a relevant band. Like they're still like teenagers still looking. At 2006 is one of the best years of heavy metal because of you guys.
But it's but to be fair and to be honest, I mean, so I am not in the digital world at all. I mean, I don't read my emails. I mean, somebody needs to call me and hey, check your emails, dude. There's an important thing as well. But if there's something fucking urgent, call me because I'm not, I never thought that I would be one of those fucking old geezers who wouldn't follow their time, but here I am. I am, and I'm an old fucking cranky fucking geezer in that way. That I don't like the change. I don't like the fucking change, and the whole thing like with the social media nowadays. And this is the thing that nowadays it should be everything should be done, and all the bands should be available 24/7. All the artists should be updating their profiles or whatever. Every band should have Instagrams, and they should have Snapchat, and they should have that. And we get those requests from our fans, from our younger fans, all the time. We go, why don't you have Snapchat? Why don't you have this? And why, Lordy, why aren't you, Mr. Lordy, why aren't you having Twitter like your bandmates and shit? So I don't want to have a fucking Twitter. I don't want to have an Instagram. So it's a one man battle against the rest of the world here. So, but luckily we have enough fans who are still carrying the torch also in social media, even though I know that I mean, me personally, I am not in there. I'm not there, and I'm not helping at all. I'm actually part of the problem, because if I would be more like into that shit, we probably would be much better, or doing much better in the social media, which apparently is very, very important nowadays. But luckily we have fans who are doing it, at least enough to for us to be still what's the word? To be relevant. You know what I mean? Because it seems that nowadays, if you're not there, if you don't exist, if you're not in social media at all, or in the digital world, so to speak, you don't exist, And me personally, I don't exist in that world at all. Me personally, as a civil person or Mr. Lodi, I mean, it doesn't exist. I'm not there. So luckily there are other people who are carrying me like a invalid,
You know what? I think it's a good thing that that you are very good in having the fans do the social media more than anything, because the fans, because the face it, every we know back in the day, we learn about bands from friends and from word of mouth, and then the fans with enough, because you got a huge fan base, and it's not that hard to believe that the fans been constantly sharing music, they constantly showing it to other people, getting other people into your music, so it definitely seems like the fan base itself is a huge part of what keeps Lordi going and staying
Oh, fuck
strong.
yeah.
You know, I was at a strong fan base.
They're loyal and they're fanatic. That's cool. Because like I said many times already, only with you now on this interview, I said many times, Kiss is my number one influence. So I know, because I started the Kiss Army Finland back in the days here in Finland. So I know what it is to be a fanatic, not only a fan, but a fanatic fan of a band. I know what it takes, and I know how much it means to people when you have a favorite band that you could die for. You do everything for them. So, not all the bands have that, but we are lucky to have those fans. We are lucky to have those people who are really fighting the fight for us,
Exactly, and I'm sure like the fans are gonna love knowing that you appreciate them so much, and that's once again like you said, like Lordi is just a huge amount of a fan driven band. Fans just want more and more of you guys, and I believe me, like as a fan of myself, I I want more Lordi. I want to have a Lordi album if I could every couple of years.
Oh, cool. Well, next one coming in January.
Oh, believe me, I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be pre-ordering it. I'm going to pre-order the DVD, you name it.
Cool.
And so,
Excellent, excellent. I'm like Mr. Burns here, like excellent. Yeah, plan is
excellent.
working.
And Mr. Lordy, you are such an amazing person to interview. I feel like people need to interview you way more.
Well, please do.
No problem, man. One more question before I let you go. I'm sure you have a busy schedule and all that.
All right.
If you could describe Lordi, like the future of Lordi in a couple of words, how would you describe, what do you think is going to happen for Lordi in the next coming years, you think?
Well, I know that like concretely, if you're talking about like really concrete things, I know that that our longtime bass player Ox is leaving, as you know. I mean, he's gonna play his last show in August at a festival somewhere in Europe. I don't remember which one was it, but then we already have a new bass player. We're recording our 10th studio album at the moment here, with the new bass player already, and he is first Trial by Fire, and first public appearance will be in October in Greece, where we have a few shows, and then the next album comes in January, then the tour and blah 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 blah, so on and so on. So in the next few years, it's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the same that was 2 years ago, and if the God or Satan or whatever the fans, you know, allow, there will be more albums pretty much. I think the cycle will be the same. Every 2 years, there will be a new studio album. As long as there is a label that wants to put it out, and as long as there are fans who want to see us live every 2 years, more or less, I mean, we will be on tour. And yeah, I don't see this train stopping before before death, you know?
Nothing can
So
stop the Lordy.
I don't think so. I mean, there's been quite a lot of lineup changes, for example, but it doesn't stop us at all. And it's like as, and I don't see that there's gonna be any major change. I think this is how it's gonna be. This is how this band has been rolling since 2002, and I don't see any signs of it slowing down. We'll just keep going. As long as there's people who want us to keep going, we will keep going, you know.
Excellent.
And even if all those people would disappear, at least I would still be going. But then, of course, my only audience would be just myself and my dogs. But I would still be doing music, and I would still be doing, you know, you wouldn't know about it, but I probably will continue. And I know that the band will not quit, you know.
See if everyone that's listening to our amazing interview. This is why Mr. Lordy is the monster of rock and roll, if you do not know. Thank you so much, Mr. Lordy. This is a huge honor to interview you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure. It was a nice little break. Like I said, we're in the studio recording right now, and it's like I've been smoking like way too much the whole day. I'm just like I haven't seen the light of day the whole week, pretty much. And you know, so it's a nice little break. Thank you so much. My pleasure, absolutely.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
I will. Same to you. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.